blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah.
You know what time it is, Sean?
Morning, Joe.
I don't know why I found that so funny. Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. All right. So, what do we have in store for today, Sean? Take it away. What does customer number one win?
How can I do this? I have nothing to look at.
Where's your rundown?
I don't have it.
Oh.
Remember, you made it?
We're so organized.
I know. Oh, we should probably start over.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna.
That's okay. That's why we call you the editor.
I know.
I'm going to keep going. So.
I thought you were going to run the ship.
I know.
I'm definitely not, so.
Yeah.
So.
Unless.
Number one, intro. Welcome to episode 2 of the best podcast on the internet that nobody listens to. And I just got a email.
Date, too.
Today is July.
No, don't date it.
Why not?
Because it might not come out for a week.
Oh, that's fine. Well,
we can just say it's July's podcast.
It's July. Yeah. It's a few days before my birthday.
It's July.
There you go.
It'll be 25.
Quarter life crisis.
By the time this comes out, I'll be 25 already.
But, join the club.
Are you 25?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When's your birthday?
I thought you were 80.
85. Yeah,
you look good.
I'm going to choke slam you.
He was trying to choke slam me last night a lot.
I know.
Oh, really? He was doing choking?
Yep.
Ah, okay.
When's your birthday, Sean?
November.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. So, no one else remembers.
Nobody cares.
Run down here. Introduction. I say we got that out of the way. Let's start off with video game news. First off, I read online the other day that Beyond Two Souls, one of the best video games
Beyonce?
I ever played.
That's what I heard.
Beyonce played last night.
Beyond Two Souls.
Okay.
Quantic Dream's last video game. Which I'm just kidding, I really didn't like. It's coming out with a remastered edition, supposedly, for PS4, which I find a little weird because they're only remastering games that, you know, were critically acclaimed, and Beyond Two Souls was not.
Heavy Rain should have been the one that they
did. Then again, this is just a rumor, but, you know, it could be confirmed.
Are they... How many games have they been re-releasing on the PS4?
So far, it was just Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm.
Last of Us is in a few weeks. Grand Theft Auto 5 is going to be in fall, and supposedly Beyond. So that's about 4 games.
Okay, so it's not like it's a booming market, let's say.
Oh, it'll keep going. Just trust me. In a year's time, we'll have the entire catalog of PS3 on PS4.
Because like sometimes I'll see like my little brother. He'll be downloading old Nintendo games because he's one of those Nintendo people.
Yeah,
and you know. Looking at some of the graphics, even when they do the HD up conversion for some of them, they still look pretty bad. Like, he downloaded... it's not Nintendo, but he downloaded Shadow of the Colossus.
That was a good game.
For PS3, and it, even though at the time on PS2 it looked really good, now it does not look good. Especially
I beg to differ. I mean, I do have it on my PS3, the HD version. And yeah, it doesn't look like stellar, but it still looks really good, in my opinion.
Well, I mean... If it's what you're looking for, I mean, I guess, but
that
to me, it's like some of the hair follicles and everything. It just doesn't.
I just hate the way the guy runs. He swings his arms like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the monsters are just stupid in that thing.
That game is fantastic, though.
I know. Listen, I'm not downgrading the game. Yeah. I'm just saying. Just saying what I saw.
Yeah.
I didn't play it. I just saw it.
You know what, Sean? Yeah. Who asked you?
I think Kyle did.
Oh, okay. I did?
Yeah.
I don't recall. That's okay, though.
But,
Explain why, why you don't like Beyond Two Souls.
Well, compared to Heavy Rain, which was two games ago.
Heavy Rain.
Yes.
Heavy Rain. That's Purple Rain, by the way.
Am I showing my
age? I'm 37, by the way.
Heavy Rain, which came out 2 games ago, Quantic Dream's game list. That was a great game. Murder Mystery.
Nothing
supernatural about it. It was a good murder mystery. Some guy's kid gets captured by a fat dude. Spoilers.
Spoiler.
Kind of.
You know, it's a good murder mystery. You play as several different characters and you try to find out who the killer is. Think of Train murder mystery, but not.
But less trains.
No trains and more of a murder mystery.
Oh, okay.
And then I think 3 years, let's see, Heavy Rain came out in 2009, Beyond Two Souls came out last year, 4 years later, and Beyond Two Souls stars Ellen Page herself, like it's her likeness, and Willem Dafoe. So right there, that sounds pretty damn good. But it just wasn't a good game because it was all over the place, meaning the storyline was just everywhere. 1 minute, Ellen Page is 12, next level, she's 15. It was no consistency.
Well, how can you tell? She looks young anyway.
Well, they made it work pretty well. But it just wasn't a good game. There was no compelling story, nothing that really got me sucked into the game. And it was just really boring, too. Because half the time, you're just like, there's so many parts where she's going to sleep. Like, she's laying in bed and you need to move her body around with the joysticks. Like, turn her on her right side, turn her on her left side so she can fall asleep. That happens like 15 times in the game. And
why do you have to do that?
I don't know. The only reason I beat it was to get trophies, but it was a disappointment. Did you play, Kyle?
No, I only played parts. I had no interest, though.
Did you play the part where there was that shower thing?
I didn't do
that. Oh, yeah, that was an Easter egg. You can see your boobies.
Boobies!
Woo! They're nothing to run home about, though.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's... I'm sure it was a big seller for the PS3, so I don't see what the big deal is of just re-releasing it.
Hey, yeah, I mean, if they do, more power to the people who liked it, and I won't buy it. I'm just commenting.
Well, you can't. You don't have any
money. But that's true. I'm poor. But it was a good-looking game. Like, it looks great, even for PS3, and it looks just like a movie. Mm. Kind of like that Final Fantasy Spirits Within movie.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like that, but minus Final Fantasy and minus... Well, there were spirits in this game. But anyway, I read online the other day that in Japan, they're getting a limited edition Frozen-themed PS4.
Let it go.
Let it go.
That's all I know. Kyle, sing.
That's all I know, too.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
That's all I know.
Yeah, literally.
So I guess Frozen's that popular, huh?
Frozen's huge.
Yeah, I mean, I know it was a hit here in the States, but I didn't know it was popular in Japan.
Well, yeah. Never saw it. No interest, really.
I watched it. It wasn't bad, actually.
Was it mostly musical, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks.
Wasn't bad.
I'm not going to watch a musical unless Anne Hathaway's singing.
You could just pretend
she's
in it.
What's about Anne Hathaway?
What's that?
You like Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, why not?
She's from New Jersey.
Hell yeah.
I think...
born and bred.
Where is she from again? Like Bergen County?
My backyard.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Would you buy a Frozen-themed PS4, Carl?
No, I think...
Well, I need a PS4 in the first place.
I have a
there
PS4.
There you go.
But,
I do, too, and it's only black and beautiful.
If I had to buy a bundle, it would be the Destiny one, but I already have a PS4, so I don't really need to.
Yeah.
What if it was, like, cheap? Like, dirt cheap?
Maybe, but I already
it
have
It wouldn't
one.
Be, because it's Disney, but what if it was dirt cheap?
I don't even know if that's possible to even think about, because it's Disney. I think that's impossible.
Hmm.
Hypothetically impossible.
That's true, but still, it's. I guess they're going to make some money off of that, but it's what is it? Just like a casing over top of the system?
Yeah, I didn't see any pictures. I just read the text.
Like those bundle stupid things that they had with Halo all the time with the Xbox.
And oh yeah, Master Chief is on the front.
Oh yeah, but that reminds me, we can't curse. I almost said curses.
Curses.
Curse you.
Beep.
We haven't cursed yet, have we?
No, I don't think so.
Beep beep. Get it out of your system.
No, I don't want to, because that means post-production work. Yeah, so Frozen. Woo.
Yep.
So, Frozen. Yeah, what else we got other than Frozen?
It's been a slow news week.
Has it?
Yeah.
That's summer.
Yeah, it's true. It is summer. Everything will come out in the fall.
Video game in the summer is not really that
booming. It's dead. It's like Deadsville.
So Dullsville. It's like the opposite of movies.
Yeah. I mean, not like the only thing that's been coming out game-wise are like dinky little downloadable games and like re-releases like Tomb Raider Definitive Edition.
Yeah, has Sony's flash sales on this weekend.
Yay, 99 cents games.
Yep, games that I don't want to play.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, like, I would have played Dino Crisis back in 1997 if I had the time, but nope, no thanks.
What are you looking at there?
Just the lists of things.
Oh, okay.
News.
Porn.
Porn. That too. Mario porn.
Mm. Oh, Princess
Peach. You ever
Peach.
Seen Mario porn before?
Rule 34.
You know it.
The fire rises.
But,
did I tell you about the guy I saw at the gym yesterday?
No.
With the pink Bane mask on?
Why?
This guy was working. I have a picture of him, too.
So he was working out with a Bane mask.
Well, not really. It was like a pink face mask that went around his ears and his chin area, but it looked like a Bane mask almost, but it was pink, and it looked like it was connected to his iPod, too.
Maybe it was Bane's sister, Bane.
Very weird. Let me see if I can find a picture.
What gym do you go to?
Planet Fitness.
Oh, okay.
You
can't judge him, then.
Yeah, they'll set off the lung alarm.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
How you cursed.
I know. This is the best picture I could get of him.
What a creep taking pictures of the people at the gym.
Yeah, he did have a pink Bane mask.
Like, it's hard to see just because his hands are cut or his arms are covering it. He's also kind of cut, too, but...
he's probably Bane.
He might... Well, he's black.
Well, okay.
But...
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, exactly.
Bane wasn't black?
That's true.
He could have been if he wanted to be.
He was Tom Hardy.
He's not black.
I have Star Trek Nemesis right over there in this shelf.
Young Tom Hardy.
And Tom Hardy's like as skinny as I am.
Yeah. What happened?
He ate steroids for breakfast. He just mixed them with his Reese's Puffs.
Mmm.
Reese's Puffs. Reese's Puffs.
Stop it. You don't need that.
But, so Sean, any news in Hollywood?
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all.
Oh, yes, sure. Sir. There's big news. The Emmy nominations came out over the last couple days.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Breaking Bad's on it.
Yeah, like 16 times.
And I know House of Cards is on it a lot.
I still got to watch True Detective.
That show was awesome.
Yeah, I'm really behind on a lot of these shows. True Detective being one. Game of Thrones, I'm behind. Yeah, I know. Game of Thrones, I'm behind. House of Cards, I haven't even started yet.
Well,
Matt.
What, season two or in general?
In general.
Oh.
I haven't started.
You need to get on the move.
Who wants to let me borrow their HBO Go account?
If I can log in.
Okay.
But there's a whole bunch of shows. But anyway, I'll just go through some of the nominations here. Have you looked at any of the nominations?
I only saw what was like on Twitter or Facebook.
Okay. And
I know like sitcoms were, you know, the typical sitcoms and stuff.
Okay. Well, see, that's the one thing I don't like about the Emmys is that you get the same nominations usually and the same winners all the time.
Well, let me see. Breaking Bad's probably going to win, like...
Well, I don't know. That's
I mean, they have a good challenge this year, Breaking Bad. No offense to Breaking Bad fans, which I am one of them.
Well, the interesting thing here...
They do
here,
have a challenge this year.
Yeah. The interesting thing here is that Breaking Bad is up for a lot of the drama categories, but yeah. True Detective really throws a wrench into things, because even though they were a miniseries, they weren't like a normal series... per se.
How many episodes was True Detective?
It was like eight. I think
it was eight episodes.
I don't think it really...
short.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the length is.
Yeah,
but
no, I'm just trying to remember.
The producers of each show, when they submit for the awards, they classify it as they want. So, technically, Breaking Bad could have been classified as a miniseries if they wanted to. But they go in and say, oh, it's a normal series. And True Detective decided, oh, we're not going to be a miniseries. We're going to be just a regular series and go for the bigger awards.
But it really was a miniseries.
It really was a miniseries. However, the opposite side is Fargo, the show Fargo.
I heard that was pretty good.
That's another one I haven't started yet. But
you call yourself a TV aficionado?
No, I call myself a movie aficionado.
Oh, well, I take back everything I said about you.
I've seen the movie Fargo.
That's a great movie.
Oh, don't you know?
Yeah.
It's an excellent movie.
Sounds like Mrs. Stimpleton from Rocket Power.
A little bit. Fargo, the TV show, decided to go miniseries route instead of series. So basically what that means is True Detective decided to take a big leap forward and try to get a lot of the major awards, whereas Fargo is trying to go for the lesser awards, but I guess have a better chance at winning those awards.
Explain it safe.
They're playing it safe. True Detective is playing it a little risky.
Well, True Detective has a lot of good press.
It does, which and we're going to go through the nominations here, but True Detective should be a favorite for a lot of these awards. Anyway, we'll start off big with Best Drama Series. We have Breaking Bad starting off, the last season of Breaking Bad. For drama. Winter last year was Breaking Bad.
Yep.
And this is horrible this is. I had, literally had to go back and look up who won last year. I couldn't remember.
I don't really pay attention.
That sucks for you because I'm going to give you a quiz later.
Oh, you're going to give me? Oh, God.
Did you put who won last year?
Or? No, I'm going by memory.
Oh, okay. So you should put like a little asterisk or something like that.
Should have. Well, what if they're not on here?
Then
touche. Yeah. Downton Abbey is on there, nominated again. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones is on there. House of Cards showing Netflix has a little power still.
House of Cards rocks.
I'm sure it does. That's haven't watched it yet.
Really makes me hungry for ribs.
Why?
Makes me want to be a politician.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I understand yours. I don't understand the ribs.
Just got to watch
it. He eats ribs a lot.
That's Frank Underwood's favorite food is ribs.
It's like a hole in the wall.
There's several scenes where he's eating ribs at like a nice little dinky restaurant served by a nice black man.
Mm-hmm.
And
it just looks like good Southern food.
It looks great.
So wait, doesn't it take place in D.C.?
Yeah.
Yeah. Present day.
Yeah. So is it just like a Southern joint?
Yeah, it's like a hole in the wall.
It's a little hole in the wall place.
Oh, okay.
That no one knows about.
He's really. Like, I love ribs like I love humans because they stack up.
Oh, I see. Does he do it in the Southern accent?
He does everything in a Southern accent.
My name is Southern Kev. In the show?
Yeah, he's like South Carolina.
Yeah, he's from South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Spacey is great. Anyway, sorry.
Mad Men nominated, which is surprising considering how, as usual, but I heard this last season wasn't very good.
I don't know. I never had a big interest in Mad Men. I know a lot of people
like John
love
Hamm.
It. But
John Hamm's fine.
John Hamcock.
The show itself never really. I couldn't get into it. It was like
it's slow. Yeah.
It's one good episode, then four bad ones. One good one, then four bad ones. And the season's over by that time.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they're actually wrapping up. They're doing the Breaking Bad route where
they're taking a year off.
The first half, taking a year off, then coming back.
I remember I read on IGN they interviewed some AMC executive, basically like, why do you do that? And he's just like, gets a lot more viewers. Makes us a lot more money.
It extends it.
Yeah.
Extends things.
Walking Dead does it, right? So.
Walking Dead does it, but they don't have an end, though.
And Sopranos did it, too, right? For the last season?
Yep.
They split it.
They did it.
HBO's
different, though. I don't.
Probably the worst show ever made.
What's that?
Walking Dead.
I thought you said Sopranos.
No. I've never watched
it. I thought you said that, too. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of it, but, you know.
Sopranos is a very well-written show.
Oh, no. I'm sure Sopranos is fine. Walking Dead sucks.
Game of Thrones surpassed Sopranos as a most
Walking Dead comic book is amazing.
True Detective is the last nominee for drama series. And as we mentioned before, it's interesting to see how that's going to play a factor into the rest of these nominees for a drama series. I would say the early favorite has to... Unfortunately, I say the early favorite has to be True Detective. But you never know. Breaking Bad, with its last season, maybe they'll throw him a bone.
Yeah, I mean, Breaking Bad went out with a bang.
But I kind of feel like because they gave it to him last year, it's like, you know, opening up for other people. Like, they don't feel as bad to give it to him now.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Because I really don't see any other show on here having a chance other than those two.
Were them again? The shows again?
Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, House of Cards, Mad Men, and True Detective.
What is Downton Abbey? I only remember that from Iron Man 3.
It's British, so yeah. I think it's BBC and then they go to PBS. But,
But it's a very popular show. A lot of people love that
show. It's very popular, yes. Best comedy series, we have The Big Bang Theory.
Woo!
Yay.
You like that
show?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I liked it in the beginning when they actually made fun of like gaming and stuff. And then they pulled the Friends. Like, everyone's in a relationship, and I'm like, I mean, I know they have to do it, because, I mean, I don't know why they have to
it's
lame.
I'll give you a little secret here. I'm not a fan of CBS comedies in general.
No, me either.
So.
I worked at a GameStop, and that's what they advertise, is CBS, because they own the TV network that they advertise at GameStop. So, when you're working an 8-hour shift, and you see a Big Bang Theory or, like, Two Broke Girl commercial every 30 seconds, you might just want to kill yourself.
So the last time,
it's not confirmed, but
No.
I haven't been in a GameStop in years, and the last time I was in one, they were just playing episodes of Futurama.
They usually don't play full episodes of things. They always play like maybe.
I don't think that these people cared.
I'm surprised because they don't have really control over the TV. Like the
maybe
TV
it's
is controlled. Like, it might have been changed from now, but this, the TV's controlled by headquarters in Texas.
This is like 7 years ago.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Probably a difference. I've seen guys like they watch stuff on their tablets or their phones behind the counter.
Louie nominated for best comedy series. Good show. I know you're not a big fan.
Like I was saying, I never really watched it. I gave it a chance. I've watched about 10 episodes on Netflix, and I don't find it funny, to be perfectly honest. I never laughed once. I watch it. I kept watching one episode after the other, thinking it would become the next one would be more funny or become funny. But I love Louis C.K. Like I respect him. He's a single dad, takes great care of his kids.
But do you like his stand-up?
Yeah, I love his stand-up, which is what I'm getting at.
Well, that's interesting.
Like, I find his stand-up funny, but I don't find his show funny. I don't know why. I just, maybe it's like the aesthetic of the show, and like...
I love the aesthetic of the show.
I can't explain it. I just can't. But like, I really respect what he does, because he's a single dad. He writes the show, produces it, directs it, and edits it. And he gets it done, like, on time. He has complete control over it. And, you know, I've watched his stand-up shows, his stand-up segments on Netflix, and I enjoyed them very much. I enjoyed his guest appearances in Parks and Recreation. He was great. And I didn't really like American Hustle too much, but I liked him in that.
Wait, you didn't like American Hustle?
It was all right. But
I just rented that on Netflix. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, not yet. I was going to watch it tonight.
Okay.
But, his show, I don't find his show that funny. Good. Do you?
Yeah, well, it's not like laugh out loud funny, like, oh my god, this makes my stomach hurt laughing from so much. But if you like his comedy and you can get the dry humor of you know, the very subtleness of it, then you'll like it. But otherwise,
like,
it might be a little much for people.
Like I think it was the second episode, or maybe it was even the first episode, where he was going on a date with some chick, and he's standing outside of her door waiting for her to get ready. And the neighbor's door opens up, and it's just some naked old lady, and she's like, wants Louie to come in and have sex with her. And I'm like, I don't see what's funny about this at all. And Louie's just like, oh god, this is disgusting, you know?
Maybe that actually happened.
And she's just like, I'm all alone in here.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. And he's just like, oh, I'm waiting for someone. Oh, really? Well, I'm all alone in here. And I'm like, what's funny? Banging an old lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
On to the next
shows. We have Modern Family, the standard for comedy series.
I've never watched an episode of that.
Modern Family's good if you... It's good for both crowds, for the people who like dumb comedy, but also people who like smart comedy. It's like almost meets in the middle.
Yeah. It's got some creativity behind it.
It's very structured, but it's still funny. Like, some of the jokes still hit, you know.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black.
I could not get into that.
First time on here.
I watched one episode, and that's it.
Well, you have a penis, right?
Wait. Yes.
Okay, so that's probably why.
My girlfriend loves it.
Okay. Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. There you go. If you're not a woman, you're probably not going to...
And it's written by a man.
Is it?
Yeah, made by the same guy who made Weeds.
Let me ask you this. Does he have a penis?
Wait, let me check. No.
Okay. Silicon Valley...
I heard that was good.
I don't know what this show is. What is this show?
You're familiar with Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
Made by Mike Judge.
Oh, the HBO show?
Yeah. King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead fame. And apparently at one point in his life, before he ever got into making animated shows, he worked in Silicon Valley. And this is just a show about not his time there, but just like a group of dudes who worked there and like what it's like to work there. I think he's using real life experience.
Okay.
It's pretty funny, actually. There's one episode where... One clip I saw from episode where they talk about... Like, is it physically possible to jerk off a room of, like, 50 dudes? Mm-hmm. And they actually have a whole math algorithm written out to see if they could jerk off 50 dudes in, like, a matter of a half hour.
And what did they come up with?
It's impossible.
Oh.
Because, like, if they're all standing in a row and you're big, long strokes like that between five penises, but then you gotta, like, measure in the girth. Some are, like, fatter than others.
Mm-hmm.
And that would, like, take time away from the motion of your arm and... It's really funny. It's on YouTube. Just long story short, it wouldn't work. Just in case you're ever wondering, Sean, because I know you ask me those questions sometimes.
You know, yeah. I have to know.
And Kyle, I don't know about you. You're just weird.
Yeah, you know. These things.
And the last nomination for comedy series is Veep.
Veep.
This is an interesting year because it seems like Modern Family kind of losing a little steam.
Yeah, dude. Veep.
Veep. So. I don't know. I would say Louis's a bit of a dark horse, but I could always see Orange is the New Black just coming out there and stealing it.
I don't know. I don't really hear too many laughs coming from that show.
hey, people love that show.
It's more of like a comedy drama. Like, my girlfriend watches it, and she's just like, I don't know. I've been in the room with her watching it before, and I don't really ever see her laugh. She's just like staring at it while they're scissoring.
That's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on to the next guy.
Lead actor in a drama series, Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad.
Yeah, be Krantz.
Jeff Daniels from The Newsroom.
Woo, Dumb Dumber.
I had to look this up yesterday. Apparently he won last year.
Yeah.
I totally forgot.
That show is actually pretty good.
I don't know. I don't like the way they talk. You ever watch it and like just listen to
them
talk?
They talk in a Cockney
accent,
don't
talk,
they?
No, not like accent-wise, but their words that they say. Are you joking?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell because you're dumb. But the way that they talk, like the physical words that come out of the mouth just isn't like normal. Just like the sentences that they
Aaron
say.
Aaron Sorkin.
I don't remember.
It's Aaron Sorkin dialogue. That's just how it is.
He's just like, we need to go over here and get this story. This story is the big thing ever.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
John Hamm for Mad Men. We have both Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey for True Detective.
Tag team.
And Kevin Spacey for House of Cards.
Kevin Spacey.
This is probably the hardest, most difficult category of them all.
I hope B. Krantz wins. He's my boy.
Other
Bryan
than...
Cranston, it's got a big shot. Obviously.
Obviously, but...
Jeff Daniels could be a repeat. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
How many times has Cranston won that category
three.
Before?
Three. And it was the first three seasons, so he hasn't won since that third season. So...
He should have blown him up, a la Gus.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I could see a scenario where Cranston does get it because it's the last season. I could see a scenario where McConaughey gets it. I could see a scenario where maybe McConaughey and Harrelson cancel each other out and Kevin Spacey comes in and swoops things.
I would love either one of those. Well,
Kevin Spacey,
besides...
I would definitely
or maybe they could
mind
just
seeing.
Maybe they could just be boring and give it to Jeff Daniels again. I don't know.
Or is there another category in there?
Whatever happens, John Hamm's not going to win.
Another person?
He just comes out of nowhere and wins.
Like, yeah. John Hamm sandwich?
I mark my words, John Hamm will not win.
What if he wins?
He will not win.
Are you part of the Academy?
Yes.
Okay.
Lead actress in a drama series. We have Lizzie Kaplan for Masters of Sex. That's Jason's favorite show.
It's pretty sexy.
Yeah. Claire Danes for Homeland. She won last year, I believe.
Mm.
Michelle Dockery for Downton Abbey. Juliana Margulies for The Good Wife. Kerry Washington for Scandal.
Woo!
Scandal. And Robin Wright for House of Cards.
Yeah, Jenna. I don't know what love is, Jenna.
Did you see
but
that?
I love you.
Did you see that article where it was the top 12 Jenna. Reasons why Jenny was the biggest bitch in movie history?
Oh, yeah. She toys with Forrest. You know, it's funny because in Forrest Gump, Robin Wright dates one guy with a southern accent. Jump 20 years later, she's dating another guy with a southern accent. Except he's killing people. Spoilers. Well, I guess Forrest did kill people. I mean, he was in a war. He probably killed people inadvertently.
And
he rescued people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I
don't
remember.
See...
Did he kill anyone?
Oh, no. I'm just saying, like, he was in the Vietnam War. You don't see him throughout his entire tour of duty. So probably
some point...
Well, we'll
just have to assume
killed...
that the first time he was out there, he got shot in the ass.
Yeah, I'm just saying, at some point, maybe off camera, he killed someone.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I don't know about this one. I'm assuming Claire Danes would take it again, but... This,
I hope
to me,
Robin
this,
Wright wins.
This is a boring category to me.
I think
Robin Wrong.
Who has a good chance. It could be Claire Danes, but I know Homeland has been slipping from what
I've
heard.
It has been. It's not even nominated for drama.
No, because after I think it's season two, the show just gets so weird.
Mm.
And people are like, oh, this is...
Homeland?
Yeah.
You were talking so
It's
so
good.
Of
the
show.
First two seasons are excellent, and then it gets like... It just goes too far.
Wait, who's the girl from Two Broke Girls with a really big rack? Is that Claire Danes?
No. Claire Danes is like the opposite. She has like mosquito bites.
She was from your favorite movie, Terminator 3. She was the chick.
TX?
No, the one with
John Catherine Brewster.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She's pretty.
She's a good looking girl. Claire Danes. CIA agent.
What show is that? Masters of Sex?
Homeland.
No, you're just hoping for that.
Masters of Sex is a Showtime show as well, I think. Yeah.
Lead actor in a comedy. We have Jim Parsons for Big Bang Theory, which I think he won last year again. Ricky Gervais for Derek.
See, I don't really even count Derek as...
Where did that come from?
I don't know. They just need something to fill that spot.
Random Netflix show.
I love Ricky Gervais. I mean, Idiot Abroad was
amazing.
I've
heard people really like that show, but I have no interest in
watching
it.
I watched one episode, and I'm like, I can't get... It's so hard to understand what they're saying.
Is it because they're British?
Why, mate, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, clearly he has no chance of winning, but it's just weird that he would get nominated for... I mean, there's so many spots you could fill with different people. Mm. It's just weird, you know.
I don't know. I heard Derek is not even categorized as a comedy in some people's opinions. It's like a... Well, it's more like, of a drama.
It's like Nurse Jackie, you know. It's classified as a comedy on here, but it's... If you ever watched it, it's not really
no, well,
a comedy.
Nurse Jackie is more of like a dark comedy. Like, it's got some very dark themes in it because it's about a nurse that's a drug addict.
I've never...
But, like, her sidekick, her, like, friend is, like...
Is a dragon she chases?
Is her name's Zoe, and she's, like, the comedian of the show, you know? She's the, like, keeps it from being too dark.
The comic relief?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is... That's what I'm looking for. So by that vein, Breaking Bad should be a comedy because of Huel... And,
Huel, still in that safe house.
Yeah, and
when y'all come back.
No, Nurse Jackie's definitely got more...
Wait, Nurse Jackie, is that the spinoff from Roseanne?
No.
What? Wasn't there a Nurse Jackie in Roseanne?
I didn't watch
her. Her sister's name is Jackie.
And she was a nurse.
No, she was a cop.
Oh. Well, she became a nurse now instead of a cop.
Yep. Eddie I swear she was a nurse in that show.
Eddie Falco plays that, right?
Mm-hmm. Matt LeBlanc for Episodes.
Joey!
Don Cheadle for House of Lies. Louis C.K. for
Louis, which is very interesting considering he
hates acting, doesn't think he's a good actor.
There's even an episode on that.
But he's
nominated. A great actor.
He was good in American Hustle, which
he's good
like.
In Parks and Rec.
And William H. Macy for Shameless, the only nomination for Shameless.
I always get him and Tib Robbins confused all the time.
I like really? William H. Macy.
They kind of look the same.
Really?
I mean, not in Shameless. He's got long hair in Shameless.
I wouldn't even do that.
But look at William H. Macy in Jurassic Park 3, and look at Tim Robbins in Shawshank Redemption. They kind of look the same.
Well, one has a mustache.
So?
But
which one, Sean?
William H. Macy.
Oh.
I don't see it at all. To me, William H. Macy has a weird face, and Tim Robbins doesn't.
I miss Tim Robbins. His best role was in Austin Powers.
No, his best role was in Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny.
Oh. Anyway, let's keep going.
Touché.
Lead actress in a comedy, Lena Dunham for Girls.
No.
Edie Falco for Nurse Jackie. Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep. Melissa McCarthy for Mike and Molly. It's funny because she's fat. Amy
like Tammy.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Amy Poehler for Parks and Rec.
Dude, she better win. Amy Poehler.
And Taylor Schilling for Orange is the New Black.
Okay. Interesting.
So the problem here is Louis-Dreyfus. She's won, like, last 2 years.
Dude, I hope Amy Poehler wins. I mean, Parks and Rec is ending. Come on!
Yeah, I know. But, see, that's the thing. I don't know, because... The problem with the Emmys is they keep voting for the same people over and over again, and, you know, I guess it's a good show. I've never watched it.
When The Office was on...
I haven't seen it.
When The Office was on, was Steve Carell ever up for Emmy for Michael Scott?
Yeah, but yeah. He never won.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think that's because that was the same time when 30 Rock was still on, and that just dominated all the time.
Yeah.
And I never cared for that show. But, yeah, I don't know. I would assume... Dreyfus is going to get it again, but I wouldn't mind seeing Amy. But I don't watch Parks and Rec, but
you gotta.
I wouldn't mind Amy Poehler taking it. Lead actor in a miniseries or movie.
I read that as lead actor in a Minnesota for a second. I don't know
in
why.
In a Minnesota?
Yeah,
in Minnesota. A Minnesota.
Well, anyway. Where's Fargo? Is that in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of works. Okay, we have Benedict Cumberbatch for Sherlock.
My name is God.
His Last Vow. Is that Sherlock the BBC series?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that is?
No,
Sherlock is the Sherlock Holmes BBC
isn't
series.
Isn't there two Sherlock shows? Isn't there one on
There's one on CBS,
yeah.
Which is fake Sherlock.
Yeah.
And I think there's a real Sherlock, but it's a miniseries.
Ian McKellen's coming out.
Oh, yeah,
with
no, it's on
movie.
Netflix, too.
Is it?
I don't think it's a Netflix show, but it's on Netflix, and my one coworker used to say that he loved that show.
Okay. Can you pronounce this next name? Because I know how to pronounce it correctly.
Nope, I'm not even going to try.
Okay.
What name?
This next name after Benedict. For lead actor, right there. Can you pronounce that?
Nope.
It's Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I was on the tip of my tongue.
He was the main character in 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's supposedly the new Bond villain.
What? Really?
Yep.
He's British, by the way.
You're British.
I know. Oh, you mate.
That's Australian.
I know.
That's Australian.
For Dancing on the Edge. I don't know what that is.
Living on the Edge.
Martin Freeman for Fargo.
Bilbo.
Yeah. Billy Bob Thornton for Fargo.
Okay. I need to watch that show.
Idris Elba for Luther. I'm assuming that's about Martin Luther King.
No, it's about Luther Reigns, the greatest WWE wrestler ever.
And Mark Ruffalo for The Normal Heart.
The Normal Fart.
This is another interesting one. I would think that Billy Bob Thornton is the favorite just because he is the one who gets the most praise from Fargo. But I would assume a Fargo guy would take it. I just hope that they don't cancel out. Like it could happen. But, yeah. I don't know. Lead actress in a miniseries or movie. Helena Bonham Carter for Burton and Taylor.
Burton Ernie.
I guess that's Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
Didn't they do a movie with Lindsay Lohan about Richard Burton?
Yeah, it was like a Lifetime movie.
Wasn't Lindsay Lohan an alien?
That could be true.
Wasn't it called Liz and Dick? It was like, yeah.
Yeah, all I know is that Dick. It was horrible from what I heard. I mean, I heard it was so bad, but then I'm not surprised.
Minnie Driver for Return to Zero. Jessica Lange for American Horror Story, Coven. Did you watch that show?
Nope, my cousin loves it.
I didn't finish the season, though.
Sarah Paulson. Her name was Sarah Paulson. from American Horror Story, Coven. Cicely Tyson? The Trip to Beautiful.
That's even a horrible name for a show. The Trip to Beautiful?
Everything's bad about that. And Kristen Wiig for The Spoils of Babylon.
That show's weird. But I know it's supposed to be, so.
Best reality competition. Amazing Race.
Woo!
Did you watch the show?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Dancing with the Stars. Project Runway. So You Think You Can Dance.
I think I can.
There's no question mark. I don't know. Why is there no question mark on the end?
Because it's like, So You Think You Can Dance. Like.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Oh. And then they punch you in the face.
Top Chef and The Voice.
The Voice.
Best Variety Series, The Colbert Report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Jimmy Kimmel Live. Real Time with Bill Maher. Saturday Night Live. And The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. This is interesting considering I have here, Colbert just won last year for the first time in 10 years. The Daily Show was dominant for 10 years. But
Daily Show's great. I love The Daily Show.
Yeah, but does it need to win every single year?
No, but I don't choose, so.
No, that's true. But interesting, Jimmy Fallon takes over immediately and he just automatically gets a nomination for a show. Which I don't even think is that good. I don't like Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, all due respect to him, not funny in the least.
Not funny.
He makes me frown more than he makes me laugh.
And we were talking about this yesterday. It's like Jimmy Fallon. Oh, look at all the friends I have. All these famous Hollywood friends.
Yeah. Oh, I'm next door neighbors with John Krasinski.
Oh, how weird is that?
I know.
Look at the skit that we're doing.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird?
He's like, oh, you're the best guy ever. You're my friend. You're my friend.
Okay.
So
who would you be your favorite late night?
Conan.
You like Conan?
I love Conan.
Yeah, I like Conan too. Okay.
Conan's actually interesting.
I have to root for Colbert just because it's going to end soon.
Yeah, I like Colbert a lot.
Yeah, he's great.
You know,
he's a very funny man.
Best miniseries, we have American Horror, Coven, Bonnie and Clyde. Apparently they remade that at some point. Fargo, Luther, Trem?
I think it's Trem.
And The White Queen.
I think Fargo, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely assume Fargo would be the favorite. Okay, supporting actor drama. We have Aaron Paul for Breaking Bad. Jim Carter for Downton Abbey.
Jim Carter of Mars.
Yeah. Peter Dinklage for Game of Thrones.
Dink.
Josh Charles for The Good Wife. Mandy Patinkin for Homeland. And John Voight for Ray Donovan.
I'm driving John Voight's car.
Ray Donovan was a really good show.
I heard that too. I heard he's really good in it.
Yeah.
And I think he actually might be a dark horse
that
here.
That started up again.
Did it?
Yeah, season two just started, I think.
Oh.
Is this our Lee Shriver? Lee Shriver?
Leave Shriver.
Leave Shriver. Okay.
Leave. Leave now.
Shriver, leave.
To me, the only two front runners are probably John Voight and Aaron Paul. I know Peter Dinklage is good, and I know you're a big Game of Thrones guy.
He has an Emmy from it, so.
He has one already. Well, so does Aaron Paul, but.
Yeah. Aaron Paul has like 12.
No, he's got like two, I think.
That was close.
Yeah.
I'll fight 10.
But I can't say anyone else. And I'm no Dean Norris. I'm a little sad by that.
Well, he can't get it
for this previous season.
This counts for the last season.
Okay, because he was really
Dean Norris can't
really
get it though.
I know,
because he's stuck under the dome.
Like, I don't understand. If you can nominate, and it can't be an issue with putting too many people from one show. If you can nominate that many people from True Detective and Fargo for the leads, I would think you can nominate Dean Norris for supporting with Aaron Paul. Last year they nominated Jonathan Banks with Aaron Paul. You know, I don't see why they couldn't throw Dean Norris a bone.
Jay Banks.
Supporting actress, we have Anna Gunn for Breaking Bad.
Woo!
Maggie Smith for Downton Abbey.
And I get y'all gun.
Joanne Froggatt? Faggot? Rocket. What is this?
Faggot. Sorry.
Rocket.
Sorry. Do I have to bleep that?
Eh,
I don't think I do.
I don't care.
Downton Abbey. Lena Headey for Game of Thrones. Christine Baranski for Good Wife. Does she play the wife?
No, I know she doesn't.
Oh. And Christina Hendricks for for her boobs. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Best rack ever.
This one I have no idea. I have no clue who could go for this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting that someone other than Peter Dinklage got nominated in Game of Thrones. They don't usually nominate that many people from the show. It's kind of like that Lord of the Rings theory where you don't want to really nominate too many actors because there's so many of them.
There are so many of them, yeah.
Supporting actor in a comedy, Andre Brower for Brooklyn Nine-Nine. By the way, the only nomination that show got, and it won Best Comedy at the Golden Globes, and Andy Samberg won Best Comedy Actor.
Didn't we say Golden Globes don't mean anything?
That's true, yes.
It's like a Telly Award.
Yeah. It's a Telly... Wait, what's the other one, too?
CBI.
CBI? Well, CBI means
CBI means something, yeah. That's actually competition. Telly Awards, you literally submit your name and they give you an award.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to go for that one, then.
I'm not even making that up. That's literally how it works.
Everyone's a winner.
Dude, RTN and Rowan have just a whole case of Telly Awards. They mean nothing.
Is it Telly Award? Which is higher, Telly Award or a Dundee?
I'm going to say a Dundee.
Okay.
Because I think Michael Scott actually puts thought in that. Telly Award is just like, here you go. You're going to have a Telly Award.
Mm.
My CBI finalist paper is worth more than a Telly Award.
Hmm. Adam Driver for Girls.
Hey, he's going to be in the new Star Wars.
Yes.
He's driving that franchise.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson for Modern Family.
Man with three names.
And Ty Burrell for Modern Family. Fred Armisen from Portlandia.
That's the most hipster show around.
Yeah, isn't it? And I thought he was the lead in the show.
I've watched maybe 10 seconds of one episode, and I'm like, this isn't for me.
Supporting actress in a comedy. Help me out here. Mayim Balik?
Sure.
For Big Bang Theory. Julie Bowen, Modern Family. Allison Janney for Mom, which I think got canceled.
I hope she doesn't win.
She's
That'd be awkward.
Totally.
Oh, might as well throw her a bone. Kate Mulgrew.
Captain Janeway.
Who?
She was formerly Captain Janeway in Star Trek, Kate Mulgrew.
Oh.
Now she's the Russian lady in Orange is the New Black.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Red.
Kate McKinnon for Saturday Night Live. And Anna Klumsky for Veep.
What a clump.
Supporting actor in a miniseries or movie. Colin Hanks for Fargo.
Woo!
What's your name?
I don't... you were asking me yesterday, is Colin Hanks a good actor? And I responded, he's okay. He's not his father, obviously.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
But he makes a lot of weird faces.
Ah, well, if this was a video cast, I'd be making faces right now.
I know, but he... I don't know. It's like everything he does, it's like a
just
weird
watch
face.
Watch season 6 of Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I
just
forgot
weird
about that.
Faces all the whole
that
time.
Was him. Oh,
yeah,
right.
He's just like...
He wasn't bad.
We were talking yesterday how actors are... Yeah, actors' sons, or children, I should say, really are never good. Like Sofia Coppola, Jaden Smith, Colin Hanks is
well,
the Jaden, best.
Well, Jaden Smith thinks he's good.
His potential has not been reached yet.
Yeah, or he's still young.
Has it?
I mean, he's still young, but he
give
think,
him time.
He Karate really Kip does think bad. He's good, though.
Does
like,
he?
Yeah, he has like an ego.
Well, yeah, he's Will
going.
Smith's son. I'd be like, I am the best ever if I was him.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't make... Dude, why did Will Smith say no to Django, but yes to M. Night Shyamalan?
Because it was a movie for his son. You don't know that story?
No, I've heard it. I think I have.
Okay.
It's a whole vanity project.
All right, here we go. Jim Parsons from the Normal Heart. Joe Mantello from the Normal Heart. Alfred Molina from the Normal Heart. Matt Bomer from the Normal Heart.
Oh, man.
And Martin Freeman from Sherlock.
Wait a minute. Where was the Normal Heart?
I don't think they got nominated in this category.
Oh, okay. No, that's a shame.
Oh, wow. I don't think they have a chance.
Supporting actress. Oh, here we go again. Supporting actress in a miniseries or movie. Frances Conroy, American Horror Story, Coven. Kathy Bates, wow. American Horror Story, Coven. Angela Bassett, America Horror Story, Coven. Allison Tomlin, or Tolman? Fargo. Ellen Burstyn, Flowers in the Attic. And Julia Roberts, The Normal Heart.
Wait, is it American Horror Story or Horror?
Horror.
Horror. Horror.
Almost swallowed my horror. So those are the Emmys. I think they happen sometime in September. So
we got time.
We got plenty of time. Anyway, here's an interesting news story that I found circulating around the internet. Apparently, this is pretty bold. A Swedish artist and filmmaker named Anders Weberg.
Weberg. Sure.
Are you reading this, by the way? Before I'm gonna, yeah.
Yeah.
He plans on ending his filmmaking career in a big way.
He's going to blow up the studio.
He's planning on releasing his new movie called Ambiance, or I guess he's French, so I don't know. How would you say that in France?
Beyonce?
Ambiance?
Beyonce?
Beyonce, there you go.
Beyonce
she's
and Jay-Z.
Again.
All right.
And the movie itself is 720 hours long.
Huh. All right. Holy crap.
And it's going to debut on New Year's Eve in 2020.
That's a long time away.
Now, if you want to take a calculator and you know, do the math,
yeah,
it would take an entire month to watch the whole thing. Not full
like,
on, full
what's
straight.
What's it going to be? Like, is it a story or?
It gets better.
Oh, God.
All right. This is a description of the film. Space and time is intertwined in a surreal dreamlike journey beyond places and is an abstract nonlinear narrative summary of the artist's time spent with the moving image. A sort of movie, memoir movie, or a film memoir. This is the visual expression that has constantly characterized the work throughout the artist's career.
What?
That doesn't tell me anything.
Ambiance will be shown in its full length on a single occasion, synchronized in all continents around the world, and then immediately destroyed.
Oh, my God.
So it's like a Mission Impossible message.
This movie will now be yourself.
So basically what they're going to do is they're going to show it on... They're going to start showing it on New Year's Eve 2020. And for the month of January, it's going to be shown nonstop. It's not going to stop. It's just a nonstop in a few, I guess, a few movie theaters. And
no one's going to watch it.
No. A few movie theaters around the world. And then I guess I don't know why he'd want to destroy it. Like, why would you want to destroy something that you just made? You spent years and years making.
He's probably just saying
that. Just put in a time capsule to show aliens when they eventually arrive.
They released a teaser trailer for the movie.
How long is it? Like a day?
It's a running time of 72 minutes for a teaser trailer. I watched it.
The whole thing?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Did you regret your decision?
I did. There's no dialogue, really. There's just random images of nature and just total abstract randomness going. Like, there's literally, it's like most of the shots aren't even in focus. It's it's like as if he just took a camera and sat it outside for a little bit and was like, oh, that's a good scene. Let's take that.
You ever see the film Begotten?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've seen
it. Kind of reminds me of that, except not horror. It's just random stills and images and some moving scenes of just horror images.
Is that
so it was all black
wait
and white.
A minute. Yeah, I do know what that
it's actually on YouTube.
Wait, I think I have seen that. Is that the one where it's supposed to be like a recreation of the birth of Christ?
Well, one of the sections.
Yeah.
It's like different segments. Kinda like Faces of Death,
I have
except
seen
it's
that.
All fake.
It's supposed to be like one of the more disturbing movies that are out there.
Yeah,
or
it wasn't no.
What's it called?
Begotten. It's all on YouTube. You can find it. Like one of the scenes it shows like it's all black and white and grainy too, but it was even though it was made in the 90s.
Yeah, I know.
But there's a scene of like a woman in a chair in a log cabin, and like her jaw's ripped open. There's just blood everywhere, and she's squirming around.
But you can't really see anything because it's so grainy and dark and black and white. It's like, you know,
it's like nightmare fuel stuff.
And there's also a lot of wieners in there too. I wasn't a big fan of that.
You sure?
Yeah. Anyway, a short trailer is planned to be released in 2016, and that will run 7 hours and 20 minutes.
Holy Christ.
And a longer trailer will be released in 2018, and that's going to run 72 hours long.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that on my calendar.
I'll be playing video games and not showing interest to this.
Don't you kind of just a little bit want to check out what it's all about?
Maybe 10 seconds worth.
I'll probably watch like 10 minutes and be like, okay, that's enough.
Well, I mean, you can watch the teaser trailer. It's basically, it's the length of a movie, a normal movie.
And it's just a teaser trailer.
It's just a teaser trailer. And if it's anything like what the full thing's going to be, I am not watching it. Mm. It's a waste of time. So anyway, that's what we got for the movie news this week.
Oh my God.
Or this month, I should say. I'm so used to saying week instead of month.
Well, once we have a budget, we'll go weekly.
Oh, there's a budget?
Yeah.
I'm getting paid
how
for
much
this?
Money, yeah, how much money am I getting for my birthday? Probably like 25 cents.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
There's a
nickels
budget.
For everyone.
Yay.
But, well, I'll spend that crazy.
Yeah.
So do we want to go on about this list idea that you had?
Well, first of all, I wanted to get your opinions on the Raid 2.
Ooh, the Raid 2.
I liked it. I liked the Raid 1 better.
Love the Raid.
Never saw the first one.
Yeah, we had you watch it without seeing the first one.
That helped.
Yeah, I mean, I brought the Raid 2 to your attention back when it first came out in movie theaters. I hadn't seen the first one until it actually came out on DVD initially 2 years ago. And, you know, so much talk about it, and finally got to see it, and it was really, I really enjoyed the first one. It was so good. And I went into the second one with not huge expectations, but you know, I figured, oh, there's gonna be some fighting going on, you know, just like the first
just some
one. Yeah, just a little bit of fighting. It's probably gonna look like the first one, you know. No, not only is there's a lot of fighting going on, but it looks incredible. The cinematography in it is and the shots are really, really good looking. The only downside is we had to watch it without subtitles, which is a problem sometimes, especially considering some of the voice acting is a little laughable.
Yeah. We didn't have to. I mean, we had the choice. We just decided to watch it dubbed.
I know. And if you're going to watch it for the first time, it's probably better to watch it dubbed anyway.
I find it irritating to keep looking at the bottom of the screen.
I know, especially when there's such good-looking stuff going on.
Well, I mean, but the fight scenes, there's no one talking anyway. So
yeah, obviously you don't have to...
You don't need subtitles for...
Yeah.
Are you kidding? They could be yelling in different languages. How would we know?
They just go huff and puff.
But... I don't know. I
liked it, but I liked the first one more because
I thought the story was just like.
See, it's the thing. The first one had no story. The first one was
a very, very bare bones.
The first one
story.
Was just a bunch of cops go into like a big fortress, fight dudes. That's it, and it was awesome. It was just balls to the wall, awesome.
I don't know. To me, the second one seemed like it was a little bit of Infernal Affairs sprinkled in there with a martial arts movie.
Yeah, and it's just the second one was just kind of like. Way too much story. It's like the first one was just like an ice cream cone with no ice cream, really good. And then the second one was
ice cream.
Second one was an ice cream cone with way too much ice cream.
So you're saying you just really like ice cream cones?
Yes.
Waffle cones?
Yeah.
All right.
Pretzel cones.
Never had that.
I don't think I had those. I said it many times last night. I thought the movie was really good. I actually didn't enjoy it. But it's very Western, in my opinion.
It is.
It's it almost came off as looking like it could have been an American movie. Some of the actors definitely looked and dressed American.
Well, that was probably another problem that some of you guys
but
had.
But then they used phones from 2003, and you're like, oh, really?
Yeah, but, I mean, who knows? I mean, the guy had a tablet. It's not like it can't be.
Yeah, he had a tablet similar to the one I have here with me now. It's maybe a year older than mine.
Mm-hmm.
But a Nexus tablet, they're pretty good. So... they did have some cool stuff in it.
But that was another problem that I was afraid that you guys were going to have is, you know, not being able to tell characters apart because some of them look the same.
I did pretty fine.
And then you guys kept thinking the one guy was American. When she totally is not American.
No, they're not American. But it was funny when they had the English scene and they dubbed it anyway.
Yeah, I know.
So weird. Why was he speaking English? There was no point to that.
I don't know.
No, because they were talking to like American businessmen.
They were talking to the
some type of English businessmen. So.
They were Japanese. Well, they were Japanese talking to
them in English.
Yeah.
Because I guess they don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea. Well, they had the moderator in that scene too, and I don't know. Was he Chinese? What was he?
I don't know. That's where the story gets like a little confusing. It's like they could have dumbed it down a little bit more. I mean, what do we all care about in the end?
Yeah, fighting.
The fighting.
Yeah, that's what made the first one so great.
That's what you really care about in general.
No, you got to see the first one. That's what made it so great. You'll appreciate it because there wasn't any story. It was just goddamn action everywhere.
But I think the fact that it had a story sort of puts it on a little bit of a higher pedestal.
Yeah, I mean, I see what they're going for, and I like a good story, and it's not what I'm saying, but it's just like...
What are you saying?
I'm saying the first one was
doesn't like
just,
ice cream.
Oh, God, I hate ice cream.
Clearly.
I'm kidding. I love it. But, no, with the first one, it was just a great action movie, and then I kind of expected that with the second one, and not that I didn't want any story, it's just there was an overabundance of story. Kind of like with Man of Steel. I wanted a Superman movie with action. And I got a Superman movie with action, but to the part where him and Zod are fighting on the satellite as they're re-entering Earth's atmosphere, that's too much action. That was way too much action.
I think it's like you go from one extreme where there's not really that much story to there's a lot of story here.
So yeah, Raid 2 had way too much story for my liking. I just was like,
did you think it was too long?
Yeah, that was
I did think it was too long.
Like, it's not The Godfather. It was like 3 hours long.
Yeah, this was, what, 2.5?
Two and a half.
Not a Transformers movie.
That's 2.5.
Yeah.
Well, the last one was almost 3.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 250. I sat there and watched it.
Wait, you saw the new one?
Yeah, I got, my cousin gave me a coupon with him, because he got the game for PlayStation 4, and I came with a coupon.
Is that a reason?
Yeah, we got a coupon.
Free.
To see it. It was free. The movie cost $9, and our ticket was for 10. So
I mean, at that point, you're just going for air conditioning.
It wasn't a horrible movie. It's just like, I just don't see why.
I think we got a Transformer.
Yeah.
Then
again, he was way better than Shia LaBeouf. But like,
that's not saying much.
No, I don't. I like Mark Wahlberg. But
Michael Wahlberg.
I like Michael Wahlberg.
Marky Mark.
You like his burgers?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Wahlburgers.
Wahlburgers.
But it was just like the story was just so.
Hey guys, you guys hungry? You want some Wahlburgers?
Fighting was continuous. It was just continuous, Transformers fighting.
It's like
fighting
the Red Letter Media thing where they took the first three and just
watched all three. Each of them get longer by a half hour.
Something like that. It's like
The first and the second movie were the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll show you later. The first and the second movie were the same movie too. Same things happen at the same time.
Yeah, a lot of things match up with each other, which is.
Like
scary.
The little robots, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they literally took the script from the first movie and just...
Are you saying they're lazy?
Michael Bay?
No. Haven't you seen Pain and Gain?
Yes.
That was the greatest thing ever.
No. Wait, really?
Okay.
Well, as Dan Katz always says, you know, he's like, oh, it's such a great movie. I'm like, no, it's not. Are you kidding me? I didn't laugh once during the movie.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Oh.
The only good thing in the movie is The Rock, and it's not even like... Some of his stuff is just, like, way over the top.
I'll always love The Rock.
Of course.
But, yeah. So, no, The Raid 2 was great.
I would highly recommend it.
The Raid 1,
you should probably see the first one first. Yeah. Because I did have to explain a few things to Kyle, because he didn't see the first one. But, you know, good guys fighting bad guys.
Yeah,
I mean, you know that.
Bad stuff, yeah.
But, yeah, I would... I don't want to make a bold prediction here, but it's an early favorite for movie of the year.
Yeah.
Early favorite. We still got half a year to go.
Still got Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Which, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to beat out X-Men for best summer movie.
I've been trying to, like... Have you read any early reviews on it or anything like that?
I'm hoping it's good. I haven't seen anything early about it. The only thing I've seen recently is the... The new Planet of the Apes movie got like a really good review.
My parents just saw that this morning. They said it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. It got like a 91 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm actually compelled to see it.
I don't know. I didn't care for the first one. I don't know if I'm going to see it or not.
I'll see it, but I want to wait till it's cheap.
Mm.
Well, that's why when you go get your tickets out of the ticket kiosk at AMC, just do child.
Well, no, even if you go to Bowtie, mm-hmm. it's the same price for just adult ticket. You might then you get child for AMC.
Well, that this is just lame as hell.
Yeah, Bowtie's way cheaper.
What if I shave my face, get dressed up in smaller clothes, and carry a giant lollipop? Do you think I could pass as
I'll
a child?
Put you in a stroller. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that might
He's
work.
My big baby.
Goo goo gaga.
Yeah, AMC movie theaters are very expensive.
Every movie theater is expensive.
Yeah, but they
it's
are
not
really...
just AMC. Is it the one with the recliners?
No, I wish.
No.
No. Apparently AMC is... Actually, that could have been another
It's probably
thing.
The dining-in one you're thinking of.
No, a lot of AMC theaters are renovating and putting in the recliner seats in the movie theaters.
So you can fall asleep during a bad movie?
I mean, that's one benefit.
Okay. Joe Patino told me once he fell asleep in one of those chairs.
Oh, what movie was it?
Does he didn't tell me.
No. I saw Grand Budapest in one of those movie theaters. First time I've ever been in one of those. It's very comfortable. I never fell asleep, even though I'm not a Wes Anderson fan. But they are very comfortable. The only downside is that you kind of have to either pre-order or go at a non-busy time.
Yeah.
Because with those recliner seats, you're basically taking out two seats for one.
Mm.
So there's less seats in the theater.
Very true.
But the recline is great.
Yeah.
Sometimes they recline all the way back, so that you're not even looking at the screen anymore. You're just looking at the ceiling.
And then the light bulb falls in your head. Did I ever tell you that story?
What?
Okay, this is like years ago. I'll never forget this. Back when I went to go see Star Wars Episode II with my dad.
I'm sorry.
And it's all right. So I'm sitting in the theater at the one in Sukasana.
Well, this is an interactive movie.
The
Clearview.
The Clearview Cinema, yeah, back before it was Bowtie. But anyway, so I'm just chilling, and all of a sudden there's this guy two rows up from me. And all of a sudden, I see a light bulb fall out of the ceiling and lands on the guy's head. And he bounces off and breaks on the floor. And he's just like, ow! And then, like, he just sits there. He sits there and is looking around. And then, like, 5 minutes later, an attendant comes over. Are you okay? He's like, goddamn light bulb just fell out of the ceiling. That's why whenever I go to the movie theater today, I never sit under a light bulb.
Jason, did you just curse?
He's quoting.
Boop you.
Ugh.
Goddamn.
Well, if it's a quote, then it's okay.
Yeah.
I never said goddamn. I mean, I said goddamn. I never said a curse word.
Oh, okay.
I think so. I don't remember. God
what damn if it. What if we? What if those are two separate words?
Shut my foot up your ass.
Ugh.
But, we'll draw the line at the S word and the F word.
Okay.
And the C word.
Okay.
And we
what about
say,
the other F word? Oh, I already said that.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. So
I said that already.
You probably want to bleep that out, too. And we could say boob and tit because they're funny.
Mm.
We could say nipple. Mm-hmm. We could say ass and damn because they say that in like PG movies now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So anyway, main thing for today.
Can
since
we say jigaboo?
Jigaboo?
God damn it, no.
Oh, sorry.
But, so anyway, Kyle represents the video games. Sean, you represent the movies.
And you represent the people.
I represent the people. I'm the people's champion. And
let me see your eyebrow. Okay, good enough.
Yes. So what I asked for today was to both of you give me a list of your top three.
A top three? Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, God. I did five, so mine would be easier to cut
down.
Wait,
I did say three, though, right?
You said, well, first you said five, then you said three, then you were like, I don't care.
Yes. Yeah, so.
No, you're right, I did say that. Okay, a list of top five or three.
Whatever
your favorite,
you feel like.
What? Yeah, I want to make this as easy as possible. Yeah. Of your.
Let's meet in common ground, do four.
Sure.
Top four.
Of your favorite sequels. Now, Kyle, you would cover your favorite video game sequels. Sean, you would cover your favorite movie sequels.
But and I want to... Oh, did you do one?
No, no. I was going to... I would judge on which one I think's best. Like, I'd be like, what's number four? Kyle would say blah, blah. You'd say blah, blah. And I'd be like...
This is better than
and
that.
And I'd be like, Sean, I think yours is the better
and
sequel.
And
whoever wins gets to buy me dinner.
Are you judging me?
I always judge you.
Oh.
Okay.
You wouldn't fit in Planet
Well,
Fitness.
Can we define sequel? Because I've been
okay,
trying to actually, like...
Personally, I defined it as...
you actually think as a second in the franchise, or just...
Personally, it's any movie.
Okay.
Any franchise. Which sucks with video games because there's so many.
Yeah. I originally thought a sequel that improved upon the original.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm doing a game that is the following of the original one.
And I am doing not underrated sequels, not just, you know, because everyone would say, like, Godfather 2, but I'm doing sequels that people don't necessarily look at as being...
Ghostbusters 2?
Do you like that movie?
I liked it.
It's okay.
I mean, Yeah,
it's
I liked
not,
it as
it's
a
not
kid.
The first one.
No.
By the way, did you know they're re-releasing it in movie theaters?
Ghostbusters 2?
One.
Oh, I was never a Ghostbusters fan.
It's all right.
I love Ghostbusters. But anyway, they're re-releasing it in August for the 30th anniversary. Hmm. And then they're coming out with a special edition Blu-ray for the first and second one in September.
Right.
Cool.
So I'm pretty pumped about that.
But anyway, yeah.
Pump
so
it up.
I'll judge on which I think is the better sequel for each number you give me.
Okay.
And then whoever wins the entire thing will get a special
get the hand
with,
job
with me tonight. Oh. Yes. It's a good old handy.
Okay. And the other person gets to watch.
Yep.
Okay.
So I don't really know who wins there. So, Sean, I'll have you go first. What is your first movie sequel?
Well, okay, so are we doing...
start from the bottom. I mean, I'm sorry.
How many are we doing, by the way?
Four. You want to do four?
We can do five.
Let's do five.
All right. You start with five and go down to one. All right,
this is in no particular order, by the way.
You each go one at a time. You do your fifth one, and then Kyle does his fifth one.
All right. One of my underrated sequels, actually from last year, was on my list of the top 10 movies of the year, Monsters University.
I really liked that movie, actually.
I thought it was better than the first one. I wasn't a huge fan of the first one, but I thought very much improved of everything else. And, you know, one of the better Pixar movies, I'd say, even though it didn't win anything. But, yeah, that's my choice.
I see it as good filler, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, there's a Pixar movie about every year. I don't know if there was one this year. Was there? No.
Wait, was Frozen? That's last year?
That's Disney.
Oh, that's Disney, right.
But
what did they
Disney
have this year?
I don't think they did. But anyway, there's a Pixar movie roughly every year, and usually whenever there's good ones like The Incredibles and Up and Toy Story, and then there's the filler ones like Brave. And
I didn't even see that.
Brave was the weakest out of all of them. Brave and Cars and Monsters University. Cars. They really don't contribute much to the Pixar lore, in my opinion, but they're still good. So, besides Brave. But Monsters University was a good filler Pixar movie, but it was excellent.
True.
Now, Kyle, your turn.
Okay. I'm doing mine as an improvement of the original title of the game. So it's not going to be like Resident Evil 4 or something like that, or Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yep.
Because I wanted it to be a 2. Or it didn't have to exactly be a 2. But anyway, so in no specific order, I'm going to start out with Red Dead Redemption. Because that was a huge not an improvement over Red Dead Revolver.
Now,
but
would you count that as a sequel, though? A lot of
it's considered a sequel.
A lot of people say it's a spiritual successor.
Eh, I consider it a sequel. But it's such a huge, I wouldn't say improvement, but it was probably the best Rockstar open world game.
Yeah.
Next to GTA since 5. GTA 3 or Vice City or San Andreas, I guess maybe too, but better than GTA 4. It opened up gameplay, and I like tying the girl.
And westerns are amazing.
Yeah, westerns, and I like tying the girl to the train tracks. That was pretty cool.
You're sick.
I'm
bastard.
A sick person.
I have some breaking news.
Breaking Bad.
So Pixar was originally supposed to release a movie called Inside Out this year,
but it got pushed back.
But it got pushed back to June 19th, 2015. Which then means that their normal 2015 movie, which was called The Good Dinosaur.
Oh, I've heard about that one.
The Good Dinosaur. Is then pushed to November 2015.
Cool.
You remember that Pixar? So there's two Pixar movies coming out next year?
Yep.
What's Inside Out about? Is it like...
About your mom.
Oh good.
I don't know.
You remember they had a movie coming out called Newt? About
what?
A newt.
What are
like,
you talking about?
It was a movie they had a while called Newt. You can see Easter eggs for it in past Pixar movies. It was about a newt, like a lizard. But that got canceled.
Newt Gingrich?
Yep. So anyway, Sean, you have Monsters. Kyle has Red Dead Redemption. I'm actually going to have to pick Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I loved Red Dead, but I knew it was going to be great. Like, I loved Red Dead Revolver, and I knew Red Dead Redemption was going to be good, if not better, which it was better. But I was pleasantly surprised with Monsters University, and I think that gives it the upper hand, because I was like, why are they doing a Monsters, Inc. sequel?
I beat you.
And
I'll kill you later.
I'm like, why are they doing a Monsters, Inc. sequel? This is going to be dumb. It's going to be stupid and dumb. Like Cars 2. But it was really good.
Stupid Cars.
All right, let's go.
So, Sean, you could say your next one?
My next one is, I don't know how you're going to feel about this one.
I hate it.
The Devil's Rejects.
I never saw it.
Okay, so this is going to be a problem.
Yep.
It's the sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses. A
House of a Thousand
movie.
Cards?
Yes. Totally different from the first one. It's actually a Western.
Ooh.
oddly enough, and mostly considered to be one of the better horror movies. So, yeah, that's my pick.
Okay.
Cool. I'm going to go with a game that I haven't thought about in a while, but it's gotten me into multiplayer a lot over the years. Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Oh, okay, yeah. Kyle, you automatically win.
Yeah, that game
I had no chance.
Blew me
no,
away.
No. I was thinking, like...
Blew me away. I mean, the first one was all right. The second one, the story was actually really good for a Battlefield game. And
it was funny, too.
Yeah, it was funny. It was more of a comic relief kind of Battlefield, moving away from the hardcore Call of Duty, like, military
exactly
shooters.
Why.
And that's why a lot of people like Bad Company, too. And a lot of people still consider it the best Battlefield compared, console-wise, at least, since, like, Battlefield Modern 2 or 1942 or whatever. So, yeah, I picked that, and plus you can blow almost anything
up.
Yeah, and
you can level a building with a knife, too, if you hit it in the right spots.
It was so cool. But the sniping in that game was awesome.
No, I love that game, because that's the game that officially took me out of Call of Duty. Like, I hated Call of Duty by this point, and I'm just like, I need a new...
Yeah. And then
cool
it stopped working.
Shooter.
For you.
But
didn't it stop working?
Yeah, that was the only... Well, that wasn't its fault. It was EA's stupid fault, but the servers just never worked for me for some reason.
Yeah. So...
Oh, poor baby.
That was my number...
I will kill you.
By the way, if you got your briefcase...
Hey, buddy.
All right.
Blowing from Supertown?
I don't know how you're going to feel about this one either. My next one is Day of the Dead.
I hated that movie.
Oh,
I'm
God,
sorry.
Is
that the one
good.
Where the zombies come from the water?
What's
no,
that?
That's Land of the Dead.
No.
Land of the Dead. Oh,
no,
that's the one where the zombie shoots someone.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This
is the
sequel to
Nick
Dawn
Cannon
of the
one?
Dead. No.
Oh.
This is the original, the George Romero one.
I still know what you're talking about.
This is the one where they're down. They're not in the mall anymore. They're
not
down
in
the military base.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And
it's a horrible movie, Sean.
No, it's not. It's an underrated sequel. They're doing experiments on some of the zombies, and one of them, you know, Bud, his name is, they actually get him to, you know, remember a few things, and he doesn't speak, but that's where you meet, like, he shoots the main bad guy.
And he salutes him.
He salutes him afterwards.
Which is why I hate that movie. Because I hate America.
It's okay.
No, I'm kidding.
I am so not going to win this one.
No. No, you're definitely not going to win now, because... my number three is Mass Effect 2.
Oh, you win.
And I knew
Mass Effect 2 is probably one of my favorite games ever.
Yeah, so I had clearly knew that was
well, I'm glad I gave up that choice for your
now,
Mass Effect.
Now, I really don't want to go by my own opinion because that's a little selfish, but I personally think...
But you didn't even let me explain, first of all. Mass
well,
Effect
good,
2...
because you don't have to.
It was really hard, actually, at first, because I really loved the first Mass Effect.
Yep.
It introduced me and other gamers to a whole new, like, universe... especially if you're like a Star Trek fan or a Star Wars fan, it's kind of like that. But Mass Effect 2 improves pretty much everything. The story, the gameplay, even the graphics are all way better designed. The gameplay plays more like a Gears of War style actions, like hiding behind things, shooting. And the story is cool because you build up your team and then you go in and kick some Reaper butt.
Alien butt.
So... Yep, that's my...
Dude,
it would have
yeah.
been higher up, but it's like... I still love Mass Effect 1 a lot. That's why it's not my favorite sequel of all time.
Mass Effect 2 was probably one of the first games I ever played that actually made me feel, like, real emotions. Under my thick
real
exterior.
Real feels.
Under my thick exterior.
That one and... Yeah, a few
I
games have given
game
me
so
emotions.
Much.
And Mass Effect 2 is one of them.
Just like, no...
Metal Gear Solid
no,
4 gave
die.
Me emotions.
Yeah. But Day of the Dead, I saw that whole movie...
I've seen
did you see the remake or the original?
I don't want
to. I hope it wasn't the remake.
But no, I've seen the entire movie with my cousin, because my cousin had a huge like zombie kick for a while. We watched Children of the Dead also, which was a horrible movie.
I don't even
Never
think that's
watch
even...
it. It's made by the makeup artist from Night of the Living Dead, I believe, or Dawn of the Dead. Someone who worked in the original Dead trilogy was a makeup artist, and they directed Children of the Dead, and it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I've never heard of it.
Is Day of the Dead
look it up right
in
now.
The trilogy? Is that
yeah.
Okay.
It's the last one.
Look it up.
So there's Night of the Living Dead, Dawn, and Day.
Night, Dawn, and Day.
But, no.
And
dude,
then Land.
Day of the Dead was just abysmal.
I saw that one, too. Anyway, so we're on to three?
Four.
No, we just did
He
four.
Just did his fourth. You're doing your third.
We're at three. You did five, five, four, four, three.
I've given three already.
Well, were they? You did...
I did
Monsters.
Monsters, Devil's Rejects.
Oh, Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
Did you skip one by accident, Kyle?
No, because we would have had to have gone back and forth.
Yeah.
So We're right. We're just not numbered right. Okay. So the next one I have is Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. I know, a bit of an odd pick, but I was a fan of the Ace Ventura ones, especially when I was a kid. And for some reason, the second one always stuck out to me more. I don't know.
Because of the rhino scene?
I don't know if it's because of the rhino scene. I don't know if it's because the guy gets raped by a giant gorilla.
That's lovely.
I don't know if it's because he eats bat dookie, guano. I don't know. For some reason, I really like it a lot more than the first one. And it was always a childhood favorite movie of mine. And it's not a good movie, but for some reason, I just like it better than the first one. And I find it's underrated as a sequel.
Compelling.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. Mine is Uncharted 2, actually. Uncharted 2.
Uncharted.
And it goes in a similar pattern of, like, I guess, Red Dead Redemption or even Mass Effect 2, if you played the first Mass Effect first, that it was anticipated to be a really good game, but I think it really blew people's minds on how much better it was than the first one. And the first one was a really good game. Hmm. Not only that, like, the story was really good. Some of the scenes were excellent, really well done. Like, the building falling down was so cool looking. In that game, when you're inside the building, it's falling. Mm-hmm. And then they even had a cool multiplayer aspect, actually. That was actually pretty cool. It took from a Gears of War horde mode, kind of.
Horde.
Oh, horde. Like, you just fight horror, with your friends. Horror. So, I really liked Uncharted 2, and I thought the voice acting was really good.
Yeah, I don't know what to go with here. Like, I really liked Ace Ventura 2. I like the part where he's paralyzed, and he's running down the,
Yeah.
He's just like, but it is the movie that made Jim Carrey swear off sequels, doing sequels.
It is.
Until Dumb and Dumber 2.
But I think that's a money thing, too. But isn't technically Batman Forever a sequel? Boom.
Roasted.
Boom,
but
roasted.
Uncharted 2 is my favorite Uncharted game, but I don't know. I got to look at this from, like, a different standpoint than my own opinion.
Look at it as if this was your dad.
My dad?
Yeah, your dad judging.
My dad.
If your dad was judging?
I don't know. He's never played Uncharted or seen Ace Ventura.
That would kill him.
Well, then I guess we're screwed.
It's a tie.
Yeah, we'll say it's a tie.
Oh, okay. Well, that means I can't win then.
Did you want to win?
I did want to win.
You better wrestle Kyle. Okay. Chokeslam.
You can win this one, Sean. King! Okay. We'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. I bypassed Jason. Okay, so you're on to your number one.
My number
right?
one, yeah.
Your number one.
He's going to pull
underrated sequel of all
big
time.
Big Guns.
It's going to be... Wait, let me guess.
The Schindler's List 2.
Shining 2. No, I'm kidding.
They're making a book about that.
Yeah, I know. It's called, like, The Nightmare Men or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Are
you still guessing, or do you want me to...
No, I'm thinking. I'm trying to think about...
I'm thinking.
If you think about it, you might get it.
Give me a hint.
Just remember, it's underrated.
I don't know.
It's unrated?
Underrated.
Ooh.
I give up.
Underwear.
Yes, it's underwear. Now, Clerks 2.
That's a good movie.
Some people might think it's sacrilege to say it, but I think Clerks 2 is better than Clerks 1.
I kind of agree.
It also has a soft spot in my heart, too, because does have that backdrop of working in a fast food restaurant, and I did that for a little bit. And there's some references in there that I get that, you know, some other people might not get. But I find in every way it improves upon the first one. As legendary and as... regarded as the first one is, I still find that the second one is much better in a bunch of different ways. So, and it's totally underrated. No one ever talks about it. They always talk about the first one, whereas the second one just kind of gets lost in the shuffle.
I actually saw Clerks 2 before Clerks 1, and I really liked it. Like, it was funny as hell.
You don't really need to see the first one, really. I mean, there's a few jokes in there that you need to know, but...
Are they ever making Clerks 3?
They're trying. The Weinsteins passed on it, so... that just basically means either they need to find another investor or just let it go.
Let it go.
So
what do you got, Kyle?
All right, so for my number one, and this was not a hard choice, but this is definitely a choice that I feel that is right for me, at least, is Age of the Empires 2.
Oh,
and
what a gem.
I played that game to death as a kid. First being introduced to it, probably about... That was my choice.
See, now this is hard for me because these are two franchises that I got into on both of the sequels. Like, I watched the first Clerks. I mean, I watched Clerks 2 before I watched Clerks 1. Played AOE 2 before I played the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to go with Age of Empires because that has such a huge impact on my life. Yeah. So much so that I went through leaps and bounds to get the torrented version of that for my new MacBook. And I finally did, like, so much later. And Clerks 2 is just... It's funny. It's alright. It's funny. I like their Lord of the Rings jokes. It's all about walking. All he does is walk.
Well, victory is mine.
F*** you.
I don't have to bleep that. I'm kidding.
I don't need this.
Do you have any honorable mentions at all?
No, I only went for the 5.
Okay, because I do have honorable mentions, but I don't have to do them if you don't want to. So
you can say them.
Okay. Well, I still
They suck.
Silent Hill 2 was definitely
scary
up there
game.
For me.
Scary game.
Assassin's Creed 2 because I changed the first one leaps and bounds.
Mm.
Yeah, I know you don't like Assassin's Creed. That's why I didn't put it in there. But Assassin's Creed 2 is a great game. Doom 2 changed everything in first-person shooters because it brought vertical.
Yeah.
It was the first game to go vertical. And
vertical leap.
Probably one of my favorite sequels of all time is Sonic 2.
Hmm.
Sonic 2. Good one.
Yep, because it brought...
Maybe they'll adapt that into the movie.
Spin Dash, you know? Didn't have the Spin Dash in the first game, so...
I have Sonic 2 for Game Gear.
Sonic 2 was faster. And that game was hard as hell.
Mm-hmm. But, yes, it was.
So anyway, yeah. That's my...
So Kyle, you win?
Yes,
you
I win.
You win a handshake?
Sure. Left-hand handshake.
Sorry, my hands are sweaty.
That means we get to chop his head off, right?
Sean, you are never allowed over my house again.
Excommunicated.
God damn it.
So next time we do this podcast, you're going to somehow do
it
from your
house? We have to think of another list.
Yeah.
We'll have to judge
best
it.
Best boobs in a video game and movie.
Lara Croft.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie and the new one. Boom.
Wait, you mean boobs
They
that,
call me boob fishy.
You mean like boobs that we see or boobs that are just there?
No, because you don't really see boobs that much in video
Except
games.
Except for Blood Rain. She's a first video game character to ever pose in Playboy.
Okay, I'll have to look that up. I'm just kidding. No, I think boobies would still obviously win because they're real.
How about best beaver shots?
You mean like vaginas?
Yes.
Can't recall.
I don't think that's in video games.
Silence of the Lambs, number one.
You would know that.
What?
Man beaver.
Yeah, I was going to say. We'll think of a list. We'll think of a cool one.
Yeah.
Like,
we have a month.
Worst sequels. There you go. I was kidding. Mm. I can think of actually a lot of bad video games.
Do you want
sequels.
A top 20?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably more prevalent for movies than it is games.
Well,
for the most part, sequels are usually better in games, for the most part, unless you're Devil May Cry 2. And then, you know...
Was that a burn?
Yeah, Devil May Cry 2 was awful.
Burn roasted.
Well, I think we're all out of content for this month's episode.
Yeah, I think I'm going to...
I'm dry.
Me too.
Shooting blanks.
I'm shooting blanks. I'm shooting dust.
Well, gentlemen, I will see you on this couch in a month from now, roughly.
Stop looking at the mic.
What are you, The Rock?
Look at the tongue, look at the tongue.
By God, King! He's flicking that tongue! But anyway, I'll see you in a month, back at this couch, with new ideas, new lists,
new news.
Hopefully there's more news, instead of Frozen-themed PlayStations.
Let it go.
That's pretty cool.
Did we talk about the Xbox One's price drop, or was that last time?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Xbox
What's
One
the
has price
drop, too?
$100 to $499.
That's
same as PlayStation. No Kinect.
No Kinect.
It's Kinectless.
Where's GR?
That's impossible. Oh my God.
Think of your family.
Think of the family.
Think of your fans.
All right.
Well,
I think we're
signing out.
Yep.
See you guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.